Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard-earned weekly pay produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
Good morning from the Concrete Gang, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, 8.55 on your AM dial, 3CR Community Radio, 8.55 on your dial, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
He hasn't got it in front of him.
I haven't got it in front of me. It's all gone the
change
shit.
Change the venue.
And joining me on the show today is, as per usual, we have the one and only Golden Sparrow.
Good morning, everybody.
And the one and only Three Trees.
Good morning, everyone. How are we?
Good. A bit of going on, and I think we're going to go to our roaming reporter.
On ya, Jacko.
Wacko Jacko.
Welcome aboard.
Are we there? Okay. Yeah, I've got no headphones.
We're having some technical issues here.
No, he's here. I can hear him.
Hang on.
Welcome aboard, lads.
Good morning, mate. How's things?
How are we, Jago?
Yeah, fantastic. In the middle of cooking a spit for the site here. So we've got 18 kilos of lamb and chicken on the spit. Ready for 11 o'clock this morning.
So, mate, what's been happening down there, mate? Where are you at with the job now? What's happening?
I'm down at Frankston Basketball Stadium, so we're just throwing up pretty much the last lot of structural steel for courts 9 and 10. We've got a little bit of a concrete pour happening out on the street there, so we've got Phoenix doing the traffic for us out there. And then I've got a few trades inside. We've got about 60 here, and they're doing subfloor stuff to add onto the existing basketball courts, which they kept, and adding onto the new structure floors. And yeah, lots happening, mate. Big site, but it's pretty tight.
When's that due to finish?
Next year, brother. Next year. Mm. Yeah, middle of next year. They're trying to push for earlier.
I'd like it earlier. It's causing chaos for all the kids playing basketball.
That's it, brother. That's it.
We got the next Michael Jordan playing out in bumfuck nowhere.
We should be out. We should be out by the middle of next year, pretty comfortably. Well, once we get the structure for the amenities and the main area, we'll be working a bit more there. So there'll be a big press. They've already asked for a bit of help around August, September, October. And we'll push and get them going, and it'll get your kids in there, Sparrow, and get the kids to the local area.
We're driving all over the countryside at the minute.
Yeah, Jubilee Park and everywhere else.
Can't get a park there either. It's shit on.
Well, because we've done the car park next door, brother, there's 300 spots ready. So we can get these courts going.
Here's one I prepared earlier.
That's right.
What's going on the spit today, mate?
So we've got lamb and chicken. So it's from the Meat Inn out at Lilydale, who were the number one supplier or winner of something at Meat Stock. So one of the Rufus Hughes attached to them. So it's a bit of a collaboration between Island Brown, me and my recycling program, their Three Trees, and then also Raw Roofing, who's the plumbing contractor for the Rufus Hughes. Bloody good blokes. So we're throwing on a bit of a feed for everybody here today.
A bit of a morale booster for the job on a Friday.
Yeah, that's it.
Sun's out.
Yep, always.
Not to mention a plug for the Lilydale Butcher, eh?
Yeah, good on him. Get down there.
See Jackal for more.
Very, very, very fair pricing by the look of it, I'll be honest, because I'm as cheap as a church mouse, brother, and I try and get the most amount of bang for buck for what we're doing, and we got 18 kilos of meat for about $340, which is good going, honestly, for the way cost of living is at the moment.
So, as per one full souvlaki, we're equipped to how many plastic bottles and cans? A 10 cents a can or a bottle? This is the economics that you're going to get right now.
Yeah. So this will cost about $400. Oh, actually, I bought some more cheese, strangely enough. It's about $430. So that's 4,300 containers would pay for the recycling. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Beautiful.
How good is that? That's grassroots organising on the job right there. Well done, brother.
Yeah. I got everyone into it, mate. They love it. And they all come in dropping 10 cents and 10 cents. And, yeah, it's like reverse pokies, mate. Fantastic.
Reverse
boogies. Look
at that. And, mate, good on you, and you're saving the environment. Win-win. Everyone wins. So.
Exactly right. And one bottle at a time.
Mate, so, obviously, yesterday we had the shoppies meeting, so before we get you on the line to give the report back from the shoppies meeting, so what went down, brother?
So we had Stephen Roach. Initially, he was a guest speaker. He spoke for a solid half hour. Around the changes to the AS3850 for precast and prefabricated concrete elements. It was fascinating to see the way some of this precast gets delivered to site. And was what I got out of that is just really formalising the process. It's not just letting the elements come on the truck and we just lift them up and whatever. It's doing inspections and having toolboxes for rigging diagrams and making sure we're covering everything but documenting it. So there's a handover between the builder and yourself and onto the rigging crew who was standing it, and then also inspecting these panels. You know, they're coming from wherever, but they're sending them in some ways that you just shouldn't be throwing them up. So he had a few harrowing pictures there and a couple of deaths, and the thing is like once it happens, it can't be undone. You know, and if it just takes 5 minutes to spend to do a bit more. To inspect them, then that's what we'll do. And if they're no good, we won't lift them. We won't put them in. It's not the end of the world, you know.
No, that's right. You don't get any second chances with concrete panels.
Oh, and some of the
exactly right.
And some of them photos, bloody horrific, you know. Especially the bloke. And I was up there at the time when the bloke died. It was a FKG job. He did say their full name, but they're known. They used to trade as FKG. So. The panel come down, the bloke was working in a pit, and the panel come down and crushed him while he was working, and there was nowhere to run. Lord. It was pretty, it was in the middle of a lift shaft, the start of a job, and, you know, it's horrific. And then you look at some of them panels,
they had them braced.
On the big build, bracing them off on Jersey barriers. Bloody ridiculous.
Yeah. Braced them with LVL timbers.
Yeah.
With the Zebra.
Yeah, the LVL's a wall.
And there's no giving that. There's no giving precast. No, when it comes down, it's horrific every time. There's no.
That's right. But it's risk and controls, you know. Like, you can see there's a risk, or we need a control. It's just as straightforward as that. We all try and complicate it way too much, and it's not. It's a risk, and you need a control for it. And it's just complete lack of controls is the issue, isn't it? So.
And it was good, you know, Roachie doesn't mind having a chat, and he, you know. Some of that work he's done in that space, especially talking to the precast organisers, you know, around the controls and all that, and some of the new legislation and all that, mate, second to none. And he needs to be, you know, a cheer for that.
Yeah, 100%.
That's right. But it's got to be done. And, he's just doing the Lord's work, mate. It's as simple as that.
It was a 5-year process.
You know. Yeah, 5 years that they've been working on it,
For something that should have took under a year.
Yeah, and so, Roachie, you know, he's pretty passionate about precast. He's passionate about OH&S, you know. Shout out to Roachie and all from
the concrete. Thanks for all your hard work.
All the hard work you've done.
That's it. Good lad. Good lad. So after that, we had a couple of guest speakers down from Queensland, from the Queensland branch. So we had Matt Vonoff and H was his offsider there. Yep. And they spoke passionately, one, about the challenges that they've got in Queensland that I think we'll see in Victoria here if that Jess Wilson gets a show at and the Liberal Party get a bit of a show at government. But he told a story initially of a young fella, Tyler, which really drove home, you know, why we have representation on sites. It's why we walk the jobs. It's why you're out there. It's why you're doing all of the things. But the young fella, it's his first or second day at work or whatever on a new site, and he's put down into a basement, and no one's told him what he's doing, and he falls 4 metres and he dies. And then it goes from there. They've got a concrete floor going up above, a few floors up above them, and one, they don't stop it, but they just let the job keep going with a 17-year-old kid dead on the job, and it's like, brother, what are we doing, you know?
Yeah, that was their equivalent to WorkSafe, wasn't it?
Led by the regulator.
Yeah.
Exactly right, which is just crazy. So it's sad to hear stories like that, but there's stories, you know? There's just that many of them.
That's right.
And it's for lack of representation on the sites. It's simply what it is.
His induction was just a QR code on the way.
Yeah. Like, what's that?
Outside,
you know,
a smoko shed. See you
later. But he's 17. You don't know nothing. You got to hold his hand. You got to put your arm around him and look after him. Just put him down to dark and go, mate, you work it out.
He's probably excited to get to work.
Working with the men. Let's go.
Yeah.
He's working with one of his best mates, too, was 17. They had to ring his mum and tell him what's happened.
That's it, Campo. Like, you can't undo that. That's a lifetime thing, you know? They should be growing old together then, seeing each other and seeing each other's kids grow up and wives and all that stuff, and it's gone. And why? There's no fall protection. Like, really?
Yeah, that's wild stuff, mate.
The builder and the regular haven't reached out to the family.
No.
The only people that reached out to him was the union.
Yeah, disgusting. It's just disgusting.
Yeah, it was a terrible story.
And obviously some of the, you know, like, you can just picture when they were telling her, you know, walking and falling down. We've all worked in those sort of areas, and it's a bloody joke, and it's shit form, like, you know, the regulator and all that. Like, the issues were raised by the union before it, and then, like, to allow the concrete pour, the regulator allowed the concrete pour to continue going.
Yeah.
And then the next day, come there and put a heap of prohibition notices on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The top deck where the pour was missing handrails and everything. So.
Yeah. It's wild, isn't it? It's what you're up against is the thing. If you know, and I'm active out on site here, I know all the Dallos are and the reps and all that, and like you guys too, you've come up through the construction sites as well. Like, it's just you're banging your head. It's sometimes going, but yeah, like, it's not a matter of if you want to. You have to. You just have to. This is crazy.
How heartless.
So, and that's the outcome.
Yeah. There's a death on the job, but keep the poor going. Yeah. I mean, my God.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know what that is? That's productivity. Yeah. That they want.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
We don't care how many people are dead.
The tragedy up there now is that the state-based government, the Liberal state-based government, has removed their safety right of entry, so they can't. Union officials have to give 24 hours notice to go on the job.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Over a safety issue. So the shitbag builders you're dealing with that have a shit tip job are getting protected by the government, and not because the regulator, like, they go on the jobs and they just say it's all sweet and
nothing to see,
have a cup of tea and bloody do a bit of an improvement notice on this and that, you know, please,
we'll come back in a couple of days.
Nothing.
That's right, and they only pick on the bigger builders as well. They go in because they know that they're going to pass, because it's no fun going somewhere where you're going to have to jam the shit out of them. And that's what the job is, mate. It's going after the blokes who are standing up on, you know, 5th, 6th floors, no handrail, and you see it everywhere. And, like, how come WorkSafe's not there? There's no one of our flags out the front of that job, you know? Like, it's ridiculous.
And, they spoke also about the stuff coming up around the Olympics as well, didn't they?
Yeah, that's right. So they're trying to push through, and I don't know how they'll do it, but trying to stop anyone with the CFMEU EBA from going for the work for the Olympics. And what they don't understand is that to get a company big enough that can do that work, they're all unionised, brother. They are, because they're not idiots. They're not going to work for free, and they're not going to get stood over. So they'd all be members. You know, all the builders are, all the contractors are. You know, they've got hundreds and hundreds of members. In each of these contractors, and they're trying to push through no EBAs, and trying to push through a construction code and stuff that strips the rights away, like similar to the ABCC, but state-based. And as we all know, that has been and gone, just like the last government been and gone. And it's just going to have to be something that collectively we're just going to have to fight against. See if they try and bring it to Victoria too, you know? Like, what are we going to do? Yeah.
Had EVA agreements.
They've got the current EVA, which doesn't expire till next year and has the pay increase in it.
Exactly right.
Already. And the other thing is, too, these jobs are getting tendered under these agreements now. So, what, you get all this up and then you take away all these conditions and pay. What, the builders, do you think the builders are just going to give that money back to the government? Or please?
No, of course not.
Please.
Yeah, of course. And bonuses. They're just paying each other bonuses, patting each other on the back and not coming to work and sticking up like the bloke on North East Link, the superintendent, getting jumpers made for his wife's company.
Yeah.
You know,
Which doesn't even really...
Yeah, we're the problem.
That hasn't really got a big run yet, has it, really?
No, we'll talk about that this morning.
Yeah.
No, because it doesn't suit the narrative, bro. That's why. It doesn't suit them. It's like, oh, it's that. That's them. It's not us. Like, oh, no one likes that, us. Like,
there's always been two sets of rules, one for the unions and one for everybody else.
Yeah, that's right. We're held to a high standard, bro. 100%.
But there's nothing unusual about making all your subbies buy, you know, clothes from your wife to get the job. Yeah, nothing unusual about that.
And I have nothing to do with the business, even though I'm 50% oil. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, I just got a good clothing product. Yeah, you know?
But the union stopped the job because someone died on it. How dare they? How dare they?
But
that's right.
On a positive, it's the only job in Melbourne where you don't have to fight with the boss to get PPE. What else was brought up in the meeting, mate?
So we had Matt McGowan. He talked just very quickly. The one out of there is there's a member bargaining survey coming out in the next couple of weeks, so all the members should be looking for their email, which will have a breakdown of what we should be looking for in the next EBA. It's a member-driven union, so what do you want, essentially, is what will be in that email, and then we'll be able to collectively get on top of what we want. And then we come back to you guys, and then we go to the meeting, and we see what the members want, and then we vote it up, and off we go. And we go for the log of claims, and we start heading in that direction. So, yeah, so that was mostly Matt McGowan there. Lisa talked about the eight new organisers. I've got one of them, Dave Tawali. He's an absolute champion. Just absolutely available on the phone all the time, and a presence on the site. So the other organisers, I imagine, are all just exactly the same. So...
he'd have to be a step up from your last one.
No comment there, bro. Present company accepted. I love my old organiser. Yes, I love my old organiser. I actually do. I jump on his back every time I see him.
So. What about the one before that, the bald one? Was he any good?
Let me think. It's too long to go to comment. No, we love the Sparrow, mate. We love the Sparrow. He's good. He was a good one when I very first started doing this job. We went out in the car, if you remember, there, Sparrow, that day.
Yep.
And, it was a good lead-in to what goes on and what we do. So, that was the new orgs. And then Spike come up and talked about they're moving the organisers around a bit. There'll be a bit of information around there, more so for the delegates and for the members. And there's a sham contracting campaign. I'm hard at it, like with the super and with everything else here. But the sham contracting is something that just bleeds in. And as you find it, you've just got to stamp it out and kill it on the spot. So there's a real campaign going for that. And then they're pushing compliance checks. Speaking to Dave yesterday, I was just joking. I said, I'm the best at the superannuation checks. And he said, I think you're number one or two. So that's fun for me. But, I love the compliance checks. I run my whiteboard, as you boys know. And so all the members can see when they're here, when they get paid, when their Interlink's paid, how many members they're reporting for Interlink, how many guys they're reporting for Leave Plus, how they're reporting their CBUS, how many members are getting paid, whether I've done payslip checks. For members, you do one or two, and you've basically captured the entire workforce, you know. So, and I found a couple of spots here and there, and a couple hundred thousand dollars paid back to one of the contractors. All the boys are for them over the last couple of years. So, all you got to do is check. You just ask for payslips, and they'll give them to you. The guys want to be paid right. We give up that pay rise in whenever 1984 with the BLs and the BWRU to get superannuation in the first place. So it's our money. It's not theirs. It's why it's paid out super, and it's theirs, not theirs. So,
And it's all coincides too, because we've got a new organiser, Sanya. She's doing the compliance, so yep. She's going to be double checking the Interlink and the CBUS and the Leave Plus, and also helping out with the wage claims and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
you know, we are putting the resources into that. I haven't got my phone on me, but especially with the shop steward, I forget which company he works for, with the rope access, he got up and spoke. Yep. And I think he's only a small company, I think five men or something, and he recovered like 90 grand in unpaid super. Which, you know, that's because you're not getting the fares and travel in your super. So he went back 5 years and it was like 90 grand between the small workforce. You know what I mean?
That's
what it's about, stopping that net, because you are supposed to get, you know, your travel allowance on fares and travel, you know, and all that.
You're super on top. So I think for a CW3, the shortfall is about $33.
Yeah, you know? 100%.
A week, it adds up.
And especially like Lisa said, it might be a small amount now, but if you're, say, 18, the time you retire, that 5 grand or 10 grand or whatever it was, that could be 100 grand by the time you finish, well invested.
Exactly right.
So,
over 30 years, you know. And it's from our perspective, or from my perspective as a delegate, it's not hard to check. And, you know, once you look at it and you start to get a feel for what all the numbers look like and, you know, how they're reporting days for Leave Plus versus how many guys they've got in casuals and full timers, you can start to get a feel for like whether they're kosher or not, you know, whether they're on the level or whether they're trying to sit blokes at home full timers, and you start asking some smart questions in interesting ways of guys, and then you can start to corner them as well there, you know, because you can't be sitting full timers at home. You can't just be converting guys back to casual because it doesn't suit you to have them as full timers. Like, you know, the EBA's got to be followed.
Yeah, 100%.
It's a legal document, you know what I mean? So,
all right, buddy. Anything else? Because we better start moving on.
Not at all. Just a shout out to John Wiltshire. I had him here for the toolbox with Emma. Unfortunately, Emma's moved on. But just a shout out to John Wiltshire. He's just an absolute fucking legend, honestly. He's a French, but he's one out doing that job now. And he's moved on to level two, and they're doing workshops in there for mental health, anger management, for different bits and pieces for the Dullies and for the members, and he's an absolute champion, John. Other than he barracks for Carlton, but that's not his fault. He likes all barrack for Essendon, don't
you? Move right along. We don't want to pump his tyres up too much.
You were going great until you brought Carlton, and that's what we're thinking.
Yeah, but absolute legend of a man, and he's just terrific, bro. He's just terrific. So I recommend the Blue Hats program to anyone. I've done it. It was a big day, very heavy day. But it gives you a bit more information and a bit more impetus to be looking after yourself as well as the members and your family, everyone. It's just you look at things entirely differently after walking out of that day. Push it ahead.
Good on you, Jacko.
Thanks for the report.
No worries, get back brother. To that barbecue, yeah. I'd say, or else you're going to be recommending a few more people for anger management if you burn that spit.
We'll have to do a live simulcast one day. We come down for a barbecue and we'll do it on site. That'd
sounds
be
like
fun.
A plan.
Sounds like a plan, mate.
Don't threaten us for a good time.
Fantastic.
Hearing it?
Yep.
Oh, what a good report from Jacko, mate. He's a top shop steward, and, you know.
Yep.
He's been known to talk a leg off a stool. Yeah. He goes all right.
Talk a glass eye of sleep.
Anyway, I wouldn't want to be Island Brown with you and him talking.
In a toolbox. Yeah. We'll go for about 2 weeks.
He's a very patient man, mate. And imagine he had 100 jackals.
Oh, that'd be great.
You'd have 100 spits getting cooked at once.
100%.
Wouldn't be enough meat in the land.
I suppose we better cut straight into Scallywags and Suki Lalas. There's a bit to go through. You know, there was a... We had a tragedy during last week. I think it was last Friday.
Yeah, Thursday or Friday,
We got a job, a cane construction job down at the 12 Apostles. A plumber on the job got his hand caught in a macerator.
Macerator.
So that's a
But you didn't mess it up as bad as you could have.
Yeah, so... which handles all the sewage and all that, and it's brand new, and he didn't realise it was on or something. And
there's a rock stuck in it, I think, and he went to get it out. And it
minced his hands, what I mean? And
unfortunately,
The team down there, obviously we've got Dave Dryden, I think he's a shop steward down there doing a sterling job. The plumber he was working with did, all accounts, an excellent job.
Saved his life.
With first aid, because this bloke was, you know, there was a lot of blood loss. And also, shout out to, the plumbers and Sparkies and, you know, the Corey. Work Corey did
down there as well.
I think Donga went down.
Donga and
Johnny Wilshire again.
Yeah, went down there Crawlins on Monday and did the report back. But, you know, that's the sort of team they are, man. Like Corey, I think as soon as he found out, drove all the way down Geelong and was, you know, did his best. And so, you know, it just goes to show, you know, you just got to watch some stuff, you know. And I think it was the last job on the list for them. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think their job was done, you know what I mean? They were all over. So he went down there and had to deal with all that, and, you know, it's a tragedy. And young bloke in his prime, he's lost his hand. Yeah. So
just go, take your time out there, everyone.
And so, obviously, we'll put...
And let's learn from this here. Let's try and put some players to stop that from happening again, you know?
And who else? Who we got for Scallywags, boys? I think Pauline Hanson needs one.
Oh,
100%.
Talk about the propaganda bullshit. 100%. CFMU members are leaving in droves to join One Nation. That's not true.
Where are they leaving? What are they leaving?
Oh, exactly. You're leaving the trade union to join a political thing. They can't represent you at work. Doesn't make sense.
They can, because all that, they want to get rid of your penalty rates. They want to get rid of, make it easier to sack people and all your workplace rights.
She's voted down for penalty rates 21 times or something, hasn't she?
Yeah, and she thinks there should be more reforms because people, you know, working class people are lazy. So, you know, they don't deserve more money and they're lazy. So we want to bring that in.
Cut your rates.
If you think that you're part of her clan, just check your bank balance and I'll tell you. If you have more than a million, then you might be in her club.
And you listen to some of the tripe she's spreading across England. She's over there on a whirlwind tour.
With old mate.
Old Gina's taking the jet full distance, but he, you know, all right. So who else?
Staying at some luxury hotel. It's apparently like $200,000 a night or something.
Not bad.
Who else we got for Scallywags, boys?
Who else was there? Quinlan Crane's got charged with that young fella's, the one at the power line.
They got found. Yep.
Negligent there.
We got any other ones applying up?
I think all the plasterers will be soaking next
week. About the compliance. So who are we going with, Scallywag?
Pauline.
And who are we going to go with, Suki Lala?
I tell you what, Hughesy has to get another
rap. Has he lost the plot?
Oh, he looks like he's going to be able to die.
Yeah.
I'm a bit worried. I think someone should do a welfare check on old Hughesy.
Good on him, mate. Yeah.
Speaking of Richmond, I see the mayor of Richmond, what's his name? What's the guy's name?
Steve Jolly.
He's
the mayor of Yarra.
He's about to go another episode with Jackie Felgate, if you listen to
the
left and the right.
She didn't get enough of getting schooled the last time.
Yeah.
Her and Toorak Tom.
Yeah, the ratings must have gone up.
I think he's on there 3 o'clock on Monday, I think. So
on the RDO.
So Steve Bennett, Union Man, a bit disappointed working in RDO, but
Staunch Union Man.
Is there any other ones? So who we go? Suki Lala. Who do you reckon? I reckon Jackie Felgate.
She'll be
sooking.
Jackie Felgate.
Well, Hughesy.
Her and Hughesy.
Oh, Hughesy. Hughesy. Lost it.
Hughesy. He's
Ken Brewster. He's gone mad.
He met with that grub, the opposition to the federal Liberal Party. Just shows you anyone who thinks that he's there for the working class people.
No, he's got about eight houses.
He's got about eight houses, and he's doing it a bit hard.
Yep.
All right.
We better go out the same old way. Dare the struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight,
you lose.
And enjoy your RDO. Bye.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.